A Day in the Life of a PSPA Helpline Manager. Julia Brown is PSPA's Helpline Manager and works alongside a team of Helpline Care Navigators and Helpline Volunteers. Julia takes us through a typical day. 9 a.m. As soon as I log onto the phone system, a call comes through. There are days when it is one call after another and it can be 3 hours before I'm able to step away from my desk. Today the caller is a carer to her friend and is starting to struggle. Her friend has become increasingly reliant on her and she doesn't know what to do. I listen. It's important we give people time to get everything off their chest. We don't have any time restrictions on calls. I give some suggestions, including getting some paid carers in to help in the mornings and evenings. I share with her how it works and who to contact. I also explain the funding options, including the threshold for social services support. 11 a.m. with carers, the biggest thing we get called about is carer stress. That stress is so often compounded by not knowing what support is out there or how to get it. I answer the phone to a lovely man whose wife has PSP. His wife was admitted to hospital last month. She has further deteriorated and is no longer mobile. He's also seen a rapid deterioration in her cognition. The hospital want to discharge her to a care home 15 miles away. I really feel for him. He is entirely overwhelmed and doesn't want his wife to be placed in a care home he can't get to. We do get a number of calls from people in crisis. People often don't want to look too far ahead. We recommend trying to anticipate needs as much as possible, but I know this isn't always possible. He tells me his daughter is going to support them in finding a care home. He asks if I can chat to her as she is visiting them today. 12 p.m. I chat with the man's daughter about selecting a care home. While we're on the phone, we look at some care homes in the area and I explain the CQC rating. We can't recommend specific care homes. She is going to make some calls. I give her some suggestions on questions to ask care homes. 1:30 p.m. I speak to a lady whose dad had recently been diagnosed with PSP. She's read the information on the website but is finding it hard to adjust to the news. We often get calls from family members of those newly diagnosed. While the information is online, having a conversation enables us to dispel any myths and cut through the jargon. Her dad was a very active man and only retired last year at 63. He was looking forward to travelling and spending time with his grandchildren. The daughter tells me that while his balance isn't great and he has become quite apathetic, he is otherwise okay. I try to reassure her that people can live as well as possible with PSP. I give them details of a PSPA support group in their area so she and her dad can meet other families affected by the condition. I also email her our information leaflets that will be helpful for them to work through. 2:30 p.m. A man who is living with CBD wants to apply for personal independence payment, PIP benefit. We get a lot of calls about benefits. It can feel like such a minefield and people don't know where to begin. He feels overwhelmed by the form as it's over 30 pages long. We talk through the form, how to answer the questions, and I suggest I refer him to the Department of Work and Pensions Home Visiting Service, who can support with completing the form. I make a note to call him back in a few weeks to check on progress of his application. 3 p.m. I get a call from a speech and language therapist who wants to arrange some training on PSP and CBD. The helpline runs training sessions for all healthcare professionals. I talk to my colleague Deborah, who is going to get it booked in and run the course. 3:30 p.m. A lady calls who's in her early 80s. She's a carer for her husband who has PSP. She sounds so tired. I don't know how she's managed for so long with no support. The couple don't have any children and have been struggling for a number of years. She says she sleeps with one eye open in case her husband attempts to get out of bed. When you're a carer and worn out, to talk about how you're struggling can be really hard. Many people feel it is wrong to say they're not coping. It's a barrier we are always trying to overcome. We say to everyone that to ask for help is a sign of strength. Everyone needs help, especially if you're living with PSP or CBD. I suggest to the caller that I can refer her for a carer's assessment. She's worried they will say he has to go into a care home, which neither of them want. I reassure her that no one will do anything she does not want, and that by having a care package in place, it should make life a little easier to manage. As soon as the call ends, I make the referral. Care packages can make such a difference, but social services are struggling. There's also a lack of paid carers, which is putting further pressure on the system. On the helpline, we hear so many stories of people who are struggling to get reliable paid carers. People don't want to see different, unfamiliar faces in their homes every day. I ask the caller if I can refer her to our Link Volunteer service. I explain to her how it works and that a Link Volunteer will call or visit her, providing her with a space to offload. She thinks it could help her and agrees for me to make a referral. The caller is very good on the computer, so I tell her about the online carers groups that are a brilliant source of information and support, including our online pamper sessions we run for carers to help them take some time out to look after themselves. 4:15 p.m, the daughter I spoke to earlier calls me back. They've managed to secure a care home in their town. I'm so relieved for them. I asked the daughter if she would like us to do an education session on PSP with the care home staff. This is something our incredible educational volunteers do. She'd like me to get something organised. 4:45 p.m, I take a call from someone who wanted to say thank you for the support they've received. This is a lovely way to end the day. We're just pleased we can be here for people. Get support. Our helpline is open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. on 0300 0110 122, or email helpline@pspassociation.org.uk.